A Prayer for Donald Trump from the collection of Prayers for the Precious. Hear our prayer, O Lord. Give ear to our supplications. In your faithfulness answer us, and in your righteousness. As a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, abiding in him and born of him, we lift up you, President Donald Trump, and your entire house, your nation, the United States of America, and all of your people to our Father in heaven. God is good. His mercy endures forever. God is good to you, Donald Trump. God is good to all of your people, for the Lord God is faithful, who will establish you and guard you from the evil one. Walk with the Lord. Lord, who may abide in your tabernacle? Who may dwell in your holy hill? He who walks uprightly and works righteousness and speaks the truth in his heart. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. As an ambassador of Christ, abiding in Christ and one with him, we come into agreement with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth and the Word of life. In him who is true, Jesus Christ, we give thanks to the Lord, the living God, the true God, the everlasting King, our righteous Father, for you and your family, for the saints, for the leaders that God has raised up on your behalf, and for all men, as a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to you the riches of his glory. We go up into the gaps to stand in battle on the day of the Lord, to build a wall for you and your house, for all the brethren, all those called by the name of the Lord, for the leaders of this nation and all the leaders throughout the world, all those that influence the well-being of God's people and all the people of this nation and all men, so that you and your family may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and reverence. In the name of Jesus Christ, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. We stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. It is written the things that we speak and pray for you and your family. For these words are true and faithful, and they are the true sayings of God. The word of God is true, pure, proven, and eternal. For heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word will by no means pass away. It is living and powerful. It searches the hearts of man like a two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And nothing is hidden from his sight, the Mighty One, the Ancient of Days, the Holy One of Israel. The words that Christ through us speaks to you are spirit, and they are life. Thanks be to God who gives you the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. As a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, abiding in him and born of him, we lift up you and your entire house to the Father, all of your family, all of your blood from the beginning of time until the end of time, all those by adoption and all those by marriage, all your natural seed and all of your spiritual seed. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Blessed be the Lord, because he hears the voice of our supplications. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, by the precious blood of Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life, in Christ we pray that you and your family will ponder the path of your feet and let all your ways be established. You and your family shall not turn to the right or the left. Let you and your people remove your feet from evil. May you and your house walk in the light of the Lord, as children of light, as Jesus is in the light, and living light will flood your path. Let you and all your loved ones receive Christ Jesus the Lord and walk in him, rooted and built up in him, established in the faith, according to the measure of Christ's gift. In Christ we pray that he who treads the high places of the earth, the Lord God of hosts is his name, will put his spirit within you and your people and cause you and yours to walk in his statutes, keep his judgments, and do them. Let us make one sound to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. In the name of Jesus Christ, a quickening spirit, may the God of all grace create in you and your family members clean hearts and renew steadfast spirits within you and your people. According to the multitude of his tender mercies, may the Lord your God give to you and yours one heart and put a new spirit within you, and take the stony heart out of your flesh, and give you and your people a heart of flesh. Let you and your house walk by faith in newness of life, and not walk in craftiness, nor handle the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth. In Christ we pray you will walk before God in truth, with all your heart and with all your soul. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. In the name of Jesus Christ, the true light, let you and your house walk properly, as in the day, not in revelry and drunkenness, not in lewdness and lust, not in strife and envy, but in peace and equity, wisely walking in your integrity, keeping sound wisdom and discretion, so there will be life to your souls and grace to your necks. Let thanksgiving abound to the glory of God. Praise the glory of His grace. To Him be glory forever and ever. You are washed, you are sanctified, you are justified, in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Advocate with the Father. Now may the God of patience and comfort cause you and your people to walk by the rivers of waters, in a straight way in which you shall not stumble. For He is a Father to you and your house, that you and your people walk safely in your way, and your feet will not stumble. Though you and your family may walk in the midst of trouble, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, the resurrection and the life, that God will revive you. He will stretch out His hand against the wrath of your enemies. With His right hand He will save you. He will show you and your people the path of life. In His presence, you and your family will receive the fullness of joy. At His right hand, you and your house will receive pleasures forevermore. He has given you and your house the shield of His salvation. His right hand shall hold you and yours up. His gentleness shall make you and your house great. May God, our faithful God, enlarge your path so that your feet will not slip. When the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that does not fade away. Now to our God and Father be glory forever and ever. For you, O God, are our glory and joy. Let you and your house cling to His testimonies and run in the way of His commandments, for He shall enlarge your hearts. In Christ we pray, in the name of Jesus, to those who are sanctified in Christ Jesus, that the God of gods and the Lord of lords, the great God, mighty and awesome, will give you and your people understanding and make you and yours walk in the path of His commandments. Incline your hearts to His testimonies. Establish His word to His servants, you and your house. His word is a lamp to your feet and a light to your path. In the name of Jesus Christ, who became for you wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, the God of truth who is without injustice, guards the paths of justice and preserves the way of His saints, you and your family. You and your family will understand righteousness and justice, equity and every good path. For the Lord gives wisdom. From His mouth comes knowledge and understanding. He stores up sound wisdom for you and your house. He is a shield to you and your people. He guards the paths of justice and preserves your way. Let wisdom enter your hearts. Knowledge be pleasant to your souls. Discretion will preserve you and your house. And understanding shall keep you and your people and deliver you and your family from the way of evil. The God of heaven and the God of earth, make your path like the shining sun that shines ever brighter into the perfect day. Let the sea roar in all its fullness. Let the field rejoice in all that is in it. Then the trees of the woods shall rejoice before the Lord, for He is coming to judge the earth. O give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endures forever. In the name of Jesus Christ, through whom are all things and through whom we live, may you and your family walk prudently, circumspectively, uprightly, righteously, in a perfect way, undefiled in the way, in integrity of heart and in uprightness, walking orderly and keeping the law, walking before the Lord and walking humbly with your God. Let you and your people walk in wisdom toward those who are outside and walk properly and redeem the time. God, your God forever and ever, your guide even to death, help you and yours walk within your house with a perfect heart, according to all that the Lord has bestowed on you and the great goodness towards your house, which He has bestowed on you in the name of Jesus. He is Christ, the chosen of God. Let you and your house walk before God and be blameless, finding grace in His sight, walking in His ways on the highway of holiness, being holy in all of your conduct, and keeping away from the paths of the destroyer. In Christ we pray, you and your family will not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Now to the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, to God who alone is wise, be honor and glory forever and ever. In the name of Jesus Christ, your high tower, may the Lord keep you and your house in his presence, your entire family walking in the fear of the Lord, and in the comfort of the Holy Spirit, walking righteously. O righteous Father, according to the gift of the grace of God, let you and your people live in the Spirit, walk in the Spirit, and bear the fruits of the Spirit, which is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. In Christ we pray that the love of God be perfected in you and your house, that you and your family walk in love and unity, of the same rule, of the same mind, having fellowship with wise men and women, walking worthy of God who calls you into his own kingdom and glory. In the name of Jesus Christ, a sure foundation, may the Lord, the living God, the true God, the everlasting King, direct your steps, and as the Lord has called you in your house, so let you walk. You and your people shall walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power for all patience and long-suffering with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you and yours to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. Arise, shine, for your light has come. The glory of the Lord has risen upon you. Your mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens, and your faithfulness reaches to the clouds. Your righteousness is like the great mountains. Your judgments are a great deep, O Lord. You preserve man and beast. How precious is your loving kindness, O God! Therefore, we shall put our trust under the shadow of your wings. We are abundantly satisfied with the fullness of your house, and you give us drink from the river of your pleasures. For with you is a fountain of life. In your light we see light. O continue your loving kindness to those who know you, and your righteousness to the upright in heart. In the name of Jesus Christ, in whom new creation avails, in Christ we pray, God, our God forever and ever, who keeps his covenant and mercy with those who love him, will instruct you and your children and all of your family, and teach you in the way you should go. He will guide you and your family with his eye, directing your every step. May the Lord God teach you and your people in the way of wisdom and lead you in right paths. Let you and your family take firm hold of his instruction and do not let go. May you and your people follow Jesus and not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. In Christ we pray that the Lord will lead you in your house in his righteousness, make your way straight, lead you and your people in a smooth path, arm you and yours with strength, and make your way perfect, and make the darkness light before you and your family, and the crooked places straight, and make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. When you and your family walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you. For the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, is with you in your house. In Christ we pray, the Lord, the God of recompense, will break the bands of your yoke and make you and your people walk upright at liberty. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord God will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. The Lord of hosts, blessed is the man who trusts in you. In the name of Jesus Christ, the door to salvation, in Christ we ask the God of your salvation to deliver your souls from death, your eyes from tears, and your feet from falling, that you and yours will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. Let him teach you and your house the good way in which you should walk, and give rain on your land which he has given to you and your family. Let you and your people walk in his ways, keep his statutes and his commandments, so that he will lengthen your days, prolong your days in the land which you shall possess, and give you rain in its season, and your land shall yield its produce, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit. May the Lord guide you and your house in justice and teach you his ways, for your steps are ordained by the Lord, and he delights in your way. May he cause you and your family to hear his loving kindness in the morning and cause you to know the way in which you should walk. Let God teach you in your house to do his will. Lead you and your family in the land of uprightness. Bring your souls out of trouble and preserve your way, so you and yours may walk in the way of goodness and keep to the paths of righteousness. Let us greatly rejoice in the Lord. Our souls shall be joyful in our God. Let us enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. As a chosen vessel of Jesus Christ to bear his name, we pray in the name of Jesus, King of the saints, when you and your people walk, your steps will not be hindered, and when you run, you will not stumble. For you shall run and not weary, and you shall walk and not faint. For God is great, and he does wondrous things. He alone is God. Let him teach you and your house his way, that you and your people will walk in his truth. May the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abounding in goodness and truth, unite your hearts to fear his glorious and awesome name. Let you and your house praise the Lord God with all your hearts, and glorify his name forevermore, for great is his mercy towards you and your house. As a fellow worker in Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ, he who searches the minds and hearts, in his glorious and awesome name, we pray that you and your house will commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light, and your justice as the noonday. May the Lord send his angel with you in your house to prosper your way. May the angel of God go before you and your people to keep you in the way and to bring you into the place which God has prepared for you. In Christ we pray that you and yours will walk worthy of the calling with which you are called, with all lowliness and gentleness, with long-suffering, bearing with one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the spirit of the bond of peace. May God raise you and your family up for himself as faithful priests who shall do according to what is in his heart and in his mind. May the Lord build you and your people a sure house, and may you and yours walk before him anointed forever. For you and your people are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which he prepared beforehand that you and yours should walk in them. May you and your house walk before him forever. Let you and your family not defile your garments, and you and your people shall walk with him in white, for you are worthy. In Christ we pray, you and your family will rejoice and put your trust in God, that you and yours ever shout for joy. Blessed are you and your house. May you and your people know the joyful shout, for you walk in the light of his countenance. In his name you rejoice, and in his righteousness you and your house are exalted. For he is the glory of your strength, and in his favor your horn is exalted. Your shield belongs to the Lord, the Holy One of Israel. Lord God of Israel, there is no God in heaven above or on earth below like you, who keep your covenant and mercy with your servants, who walk before you with all their hearts. In Christ we thank you, Father, that your word does not return to you void, but it shall accomplish what you please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which you sent it. As a fellow worker for the truth, abiding in the Son and the Father, and one with them, in truth, we sanctify you and your family, your time and your space, by the blood of the Lamb. Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom, that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom the one which shall not be destroyed. The earth is Lord's in all its fullness, the world and those that dwell therein. The heavens are his, the earth also is his, the world and all its fullness. He has founded it, the north and the south, the east and the west. He has created it. For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him and for him. You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created. As a fellow worker in Christ, a fellow worker of God, abiding in him and born of him, and his love being perfected in us, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. As a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to you the riches of his glory, we claim you and all the people of the earth as the inheritance of our Lord Jesus Christ. By the Ancient of Days, judgment was made in favor of the saints of the Most High, and the time has come for the saints to possess the kingdom. Awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. Awake to righteousness, and do not sin. And do this, knowing the time, that now it is high time to wake out of sleep, for now our salvation is near. Come near, you nations, to hear and heed, you people. Let the earth hear, and all that is in it, the world and all things that come forth from it. Concerning this prayer of faith, we pray for you and your house. We come into agreement with you, with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth, and the Word of life. Being of one accord in prayer, we pray with confidence. We ask our Father in heaven, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, a sure foundation, believing that you and your descendants receive all we ask for you, knowing that it is the will of God and He hears us. As a co-worker of God, we continue petitioning fervently the Lord to let it be to you and your descendants according to His word, and what we have asked shall be given to you and your house. In Him who is true, as one, we execute the written judgment. This honor has all His saints. Praise the Lord. It is written, My covenant I will not break, nor alter the word that has gone out of my lips, says the Lord God Almighty. God is watching over His word to perform it, and it shall not return to Him void, but it shall accomplish His purpose and succeed in the thing for which He sent it. The Lord gives voice before His army, for His camp is very great, for strong is the one who executes His word. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of His heart to all generations. In Jesus' name, so be it. For all people walk each in the name of his God, but we will walk in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our God, the God Most High, God forever and ever. For yours, O Lord, is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.